for coming down today. This is a happy news day for the Bengals. We've reached an extension with Andy for 6 more years, which will take him through the year 2020. And this is important to solidify our franchise going forward. Andy has earned his place here. He has gained the confidence of the players, the coaches, and the management of the team. We're betting big on him because we believe in him. We're looking forward to the future with Andy, and I'll let Marvin have his say, and then Andy. And I want to add one other thing. Katie is the one who negotiated this deal, and she worked hard at it. She has been in talks with Andy's representative for months, and there have been so many back and forths and ups and downs, and I'm proud of the way she brought it to a conclusion. So I want to give her the credit for getting this accomplished. Marvin?
Yeah, I think, you know, as Mike has said, you know, Andy has done tremendous things here, and we're excited to continue and move forward. He's had a great start to our thing, and this now puts everything behind him and lets him do one thing, and that's concentrate on winning football games and us getting back in this, winning this division, moving forward, and that's the important thing. He has in every way met our expectations in this, and you got to, you know, credit both sides. They've worked hard to strike this and come to this agreement, and, you know, I know even though, you know, you try not to let it be on the player's mind, it's on the player's mind. So this can be behind him now and feel good about it. And we're excited about it. And I know he's excited to be here and be a part of Cincinnati, be a part of the Bengal organization. He's continued to grow from being the starting quarterback to the leader of the offense to now truly he knows he can be the leader of the football team. And, you know, and continue to take those, that responsibility, the steps of that and so forth, as he has, and continue to play at a high level. And, we're, you know, really excited for him to be able to do that.
Andy, your turn.
Yeah, I'm so thankful, to be in this position. You know, it's crazy to think that, you know, after my senior year, I had no idea where I was going to end up, and you know, to get this opportunity to come to the city of Cincinnati, play for the Bengals, and you know, to get drafted here, and then now you know, sign this extension and be a part of this team for a long time. I'm just so blessed. God has given me so much, and you know, I'm very thankful for you know, Mr. Brown, Katie, you know, everybody that's been involved. There's been a lot of hard work that's been put into this, getting the contract done, but also on the field, you know, the teammates that have been a part of this for the last 3 years that helped me get to this point. And so, you know, I just feel very blessed to be in this position, and I'm really excited about the future here, excited about this team that we have. You know, great ownership, great coach, and you know, great team. So I'm looking forward to the next 7 years to be a part of this team and to be a part of this city. You know, my wife and I have really made this a home. We've been able to do a lot in the community with our foundation and everything. And so we're excited to know that we're going to be here for a long time. And so I couldn't be more thankful, couldn't be more blessed to be in this position.
Katie, do you want to add anything?
I think Andy's agent, Jeff Nally, did a great job of representing him. We went back and forth an awful lot. I think our goal, we had been consistent in wanting to get it done so that we would be able to focus on football once the season came around. And I appreciate all the hard work that he's done, and I'm thrilled to have Andy be here for a long time.
If you guys have questions, we'd like to answer them.
Andy, I guess, how big of a relief is this for you? I mean, you can always say to us, so I'm not worried about it, but like Coach was saying, it has to be on your mind a little bit. How big of a relief is this?
Yeah, I mean, it's something, obviously going into this, it wasn't like my main focus. Obviously, when he comes back to training camp, I mean, there's a lot of other things that I'm worried about. But, yeah, I mean, you do have it in the back of your mind. When is it going to get done? You know, where are we at certain points? And so now it's we don't have to worry about it. We just get, like Marvin said, we just get to play the game, and you know, don't have this hanging over me. And so it is a relief. And like I said, there's a lot of hard work that went into it. So I'm glad we're to this point, and I'm glad I'm sitting in front of y'all right now.
Did you ever get to the point where you thought about, well, maybe I'll just play this thing out, or was it always the thought that this is going
to
get done?
You know, I always thought it was going to get done. I think both sides wanted to get it done, and so I figured it would get done, and it obviously did.
More than any other position in the NFL, quarterback is something about intangibles. Where do intangibles rank with you, specifically the leadership question, the big game capability, that sort of thing? How much do they figure into what you do?
I mean, obviously it's a big part of it. I mean, obviously the quarterback position's, he's the leader of the team. He's the guy that just has the ball in his hands at all time. And so, physically is one thing, mentally is another thing. The intangibles, the leadership, how you get other guys to respond to you, it's all part of it. And so, my goal and my job here is to get the 10 other guys on the offense to play better around me and to play to their best potential. And not only offensively, but defensively. The defensive guys feed off what we do as well. So, I think that's a big part of the position of playing quarterback.
Whitworth said in the locker room earlier that you couldn't necessarily be a good leader because you hadn't experienced enough to be able to lead. Fourth year, how has that changed? How have you evolved? How have you been able possibly to become more of that guy simply because you've gone through some of the things that you've talked?
Yeah, I mean, when you come in as a rookie, it's easy to say, yes, I'm the quarterback now. I'm the leader of this team. And you're, sitting in the huddle with guys that are 34 years old. And, at that point, I was 23. So, I mean, it's a different, it's different now, obviously, because I have played. I've played at a high level. And guys know that the experience that I have and the experience that, comes along with being in the same system for a certain amount of time, same organization for a certain amount of time. I mean, you just get, you get the credibility. And so, kind of like what Marvin was saying earlier, I felt like I've, there's been a progression to where I am as a leader on this team. And now I feel like I am the leader of the team.
Marvin, how important is it to you to have that position secured and to keep the core kind of together and growing together?
I don't know if it's been dumb luck, but it's something I think that from when I started in this job, I thought it was important that we knew who the quarterback was going to be all the time. And we've been consistent with that. It's played well for us. If you look across the league, there's very few times where you can go in and out of quarterbacks and that team ends up being successful. It's something that as you play that position, as the guys come into that huddle, they want to know who's leading them. And it's our job as coaches always to put everybody in the right position, but it just takes some of the anxiety out of the way when they know who their quarterback is going to be and who the trigger point is all the time. And so we've been fortunate with that, with, John the first year, Carson, and now Andy to continue up and follow through. So I think it's a consistent message. It's one that, I think everybody, they know how we play and how we do. And it's worked well for us.
Okay, this is kind of a new era of money in the NFL, really since the last CBA, and quarterback money is growing so huge. What were some of the biggest challenges that were maybe kind of unknowns in getting this done?
Well, I mean, like you said, the quarterback position is paid well in the NFL, so it's just a lot of going back and forth over, there are a lot of deals out there and talking about which ones are most relevant and how, and but I think, we had a lot of good discussions on all the relevant points, and I think and in the end we came up with something that we think should work well for both sides, we should both be happy with.
No, thank you. No, we can't. you can. That's good. You're always going to ask. That's really private to Andy and so forth. And but as Katie said and Andy said, I think both sides feel good about it. and we've come to a good agreement.
Along those lines, how important was it for you to try to do something that kept freedom to keep good players around you? Was that something that you were stressing to your camp a little bit as well?
I mean, I think when you go into it, you try to find the meeting ground that's going to work for you and work for the team as well. And so, like Katie said, we found a good meeting ground, and that's why this thing got done.
Andy, certainly with your position, there comes a certain expectation of pressure playing the spot in the NFL that you play. How do you not let this add even more pressure to what you do on the field on Sundays?
I don't think it's really any added pressure because I expect this team to play better. I expect myself to be better. And so, we have high expectations for, what we're trying to do, this year. And so, regardless of the contract or not, I would have expected to go into the season with the same mentality, same attitude. And, we want to be really successful and we want to win a lot of games. And so regardless of the contract getting done, I don't think that mindset or mentality is changing at all.